This is the Hotspurs podcast, show number 100, and live, it's the Spurs Poets.
An episode full of doom and gloom. It's all so really frustrating. Fed with another Irish twang, so let's hear Steve and Colin debating. A bad day at the office, or really starting to hit home? Are we still AVB believing, or will Levy's henchmen be on the phone? But this poem will just glance over that, as episode 100 goes on the air. Steve's rants and Colin's fantasy dreams, calling them scum, he doesn't care. Guests they've had a plenty, Hazard, Roberts and Wynn. England, Bill and Hard Histories, Walsh and Wyatt, also on the show have been. Rob White, another guest on show, ASD and Flav from opposing pods, and of course, the one and only Spurs poet, the man who was sent from the gods. Some really fantastic fan specials as well, from America to the heart of the lane, from Thailand to all parts of Europe, all talking about the beautiful game. 100 shows with banter and fun, the occasional moan there as well. Fans with opinions and views of their own, with legends and stories to tell. Here's to another 100, but the question just may well be, who will be the man we are following through? Show 200 might not be ABB. Congratulations, guys, on 100 shows. Come on, you Spurs.
Hi, this is Graham Roberts, and you're listening to the Hotspur podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mickey Hazard, and you're listening to the Hotspur podcast.
Right, Colin. So there we were in Belfast, had a fantastic weekend celebrating your 40th birthday, and sat down in a lovely golf club, couple of nice harp beers, and wanted to watch the Man City game. Full of expectation, and that's what happened. What do you reckon?
Yeah, then it all went downhill from there, mate. It all went downhill. I know, as you say, great weekend. Thanks for coming over, Steve, to you and Claire. Absolutely brilliant weekend. I think the two of us are still recovering. I think that's why the show's out late. I think Steve's been suffering.
Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me having us did in. It's all to do with... Yeah, Guinness, and I think I tried everything there. Smithwick's.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, but as you say, then it all went downhill, mate, after 14 seconds, and just devastating, Steve, wasn't it? It just, we literally just sat there nearly in silence for the whole game, and, you know, we tried to think of positive things to say about it, but it was atrocious, and we definitely don't need to do the point scoring system. I think we said that at half time because
yeah.
I think everybody gets a big fat zero.
Yeah,
and it was just so poor.
Well, what the comments that we made were things like, you know, the first obviously 20 seconds where we said, well, that's weird, Lloris has done that, and then the cross comes shot from the Man City guy that, you know, managed to sneak in, which, you know, was a good goal, but, you know, how many of those go in? And then we played well, didn't we, for about half an hour. And we were saying, you know, if this was 0-0, you know, this would be good. We're looking good here.
Yeah.
You know, passing it around, having a few chances. You know, Lamella obviously missed another chance and, you know, again... you know, we're not seeing, you know, this amazing, the future of Argentinian football at the moment, are we? And then, you know, they go up the other end and get two quick goals and obviously it's game over. You know, we spoke at half-time about the different options. I think we both agreed that the game was over and we needed to shut up shop and just win the second half or at least draw the second half. You know, considering Adebayor was on the bench, get him on, a little bit of, you know, Soldado wasn't up to much, get him on, See what he can do, put himself about a bit, which he did a little bit, I suppose. But the second half, if anything, was worse than the first half. We really didn't see anything at all in the second half. And, substitutions coming on, it was like, ugh, okay, you know, moan and groan. Do we really need to see Sigurdsson coming on again and these players? But hey, it was a terrible performance. Still waiting for somebody to do something. You know, we called for Lamella, we called for Sandro to be back in the side. And, it was even worse, wasn't it, unfortunately. But, hey, another podcast said that Man City would have beaten anyone 6-0 on that day, and I think they would have probably done. I think they would have probably beaten anyone 6-0, apart from the team down the road, who are on fire at the moment. We're just waiting for them to lose one of their best players, and they still haven't. So, there we go.
Well, that's it, but you're right in what you're saying. Yes, we sat there, we gave away that quick, goal. And then really, you're right, after, I actually forgot about that, after about 30 minutes, we did say to each other that, if we hadn't done that, we're actually maybe dominating the game. But it was dominating the game, Steve, until we got round the 18-yard box. And only for Lamella, that chance, which he probably should have put away. We just didn't look dangerous at all, and it was boring. The two of us said that as well. It was negative, and there's just no excitement about it. And I think we even mentioned, this team's just going to break on us soon and score a second or third goal, and it happened. And, as you said, the second half, we sort of thought, okay, damage limitations here. Maybe get one goal back, maybe lose 3-1 or 4-1, 4-2. But show a bit of fight for us. But it was disastrous, Stephen. And, sorry, I've never called you Stephen before.
Well,
don't know where that came from.
You must be in trouble.
You must be in trouble. It's a school name. but it really was. It was crazy. And the other thing, and I seen Anthony Ferraro's just posted on our Facebook about tonight's game, just with a load of Zeds, and it's boring, Steve. It is boring football. And we spoke even about Harry Redknapp. What would Redknapp do? With this team, and we don't want to harp back to him because obviously he's gone, but there was no positives to come out of it, absolutely none. And I think we have to, tonight as a show, we have to question ADB. We've been 100% behind him from day one. There's been a lot of critics of him from supporters and, certain guys on radio stations, but we've always backed him and always been. But Steve, I'm starting to get some doubts about this guy. Tonight again, he took away, the likes of Vertonghen, who he brought on for the last 15, 20 minutes. In a game that was won, we've already won the group. What happened if Vertonghen had got an injury tonight, or Chiriches, or, there was just so many, many things. And I'm really worried about it, Steve. I really, really am.
Yeah, I bet that was nice for Kirakesh's nose up in those freezing conditions.
Yeah.
Oh dear, I bet that doesn't hurt too much, does it, on the old bugle there. But, that was a crazy one, wasn't it, for Tonga coming in. You could just see him breaking down. And then we haven't got, even our best centre-back, we've obviously got to play left-back at the moment because we haven't got another one. But a lot of those players giving the ball away again, no one putting their foot through the ball. I've just got this Swansea-Valencia game on, and some guys just had a shot for about 25 yards, and I thought, we don't even get in positions to have a shot from 25 yards. We play such a high line that the defending side just sticks everybody between sort of the centre circle and their 18-yard box. Every single team we play do this. And so there's no room in their half. We can't get round the back of them because there's, you're literally there anyway. You can't have a shot from 25 yards because they've got too many players there. To me, you've got to play a little bit deeper. So suck them out a little bit more, then get your speedy players round the back. We've said it. ABB is still playing this high line, which, I suppose means that we're not conceding many goals. This Europa Cup is a complete and utter waste of time. I've said it loads of times. Even if we win it, even if we go all the way, It means that we're playing Thursdays, and then we're playing Sundays, which nobody likes. And then when we win the cup, what can we turn around to Arsenal and go, you know, we've won a trophy? They'll laugh in our faces. It's pointless. It's the competition that you play the whole season not to get into if you're a Spurs fan. And we've qualified. We should go. If we do this again next year, I want us to play a load of kids, and I mean kids, so that we don't get through the qualifying round and we don't have to play Thursdays and Sundays. I'd rather us play a friendly on a Wednesday and play our second stream in that, and then we can play on the Saturday, so we don't have to play catch up the whole time. You know, we watch Arsenal win every single Saturday, and then we have to play on the Sunday under huge pressure. Let's just get out the stupid Europa Cup, and then we can focus on playing on a Saturday. And you know, play if we want to play the other guys, just play a friendly on a Wednesday. You know, do something like that, because it's absolutely when we scored that goal tonight, I didn't even cheer. I wasn't interested. Can't stand it. Carl?
Yeah, I was the same. I never was scored tonight, but I think as well, you know, hopefully as we've chatted loads of times about winning a trophy, and like if we did go on to win this trophy, Steve, you know, to be honest, we'd be absolutely delighted with it. But I know what you're saying, but I just want to quickly chat about AVB and our feelings on him here, you know, after, you know, the guy's under immense pressure now. And, okay, all the Twitter feeds and everything went crazy, AVB out, but like, we've heard that all before. You know, we've got to be sensible, but, you know, my worrying thing about him is, Steve, you know, we heard about him being stubborn whenever he was at Chelsea, you know, and losing the dressing room and wouldn't change things. You know, is that what's going on at the minute with ourselves? You know, we're... You know, everybody's tried to discuss a plan B. You know, nobody can see it. There was chat that he had spoke about us. They've been practicing 4-4-2. You know, I don't know whether this Sunday we're going to go to 4-4-2. Adi Bayern Defoe didn't travel. You know, but I just don't know, Steve. I really do believe if we lose to United and we lose maybe one of the next games, I think this guy's going to be gone. I really do. And, you know... I just don't see, as you say, it's so boring, it's so negative. You know, where is things going to change? Like, if you look at Soldado tonight, I don't think the guy touched the ball again. I really don't. And did you watch Match of the Day on Sunday night?
No.
Alan Shearer, you know, after they'd done the game, and I didn't watch the game, obviously. I just recorded, flicked through just to see what they said at the end. And they showed, you know, where they can show, like, a hot spot of where players have been.
Yeah.
On the pitch. And what they were saying, about 25 of his 26 goals for Valencia were actually scored in the box. And they showed this heat pad or hot spot wherever Soldado had been on Sunday. And you know, he wasn't in the box like more than 1 minute.
Yeah.
Everything was from the 18-yard box to the halfway line. And it didn't even show you how many times he touched the ball. And that just shows you, in my eyes, where we're going wrong. But even tonight, the guy was coming out to try and get the ball. But, you know, even when we did put in a few crosses tonight, there's nobody in. There's nobody in the box.
He seems to be always in the wrong position, doesn't he? It's like the ball goes near post, he's on the far post. The ball comes over. I saw every single cross was over his head. I mean, you know, is that because Townsend's crossing is so poor and people are going to be shouting now going, yes? Or is it because he just doesn't seem to have this instinct like Lineker used to? Lineker scored loads of goals with his head because he was in the right position, you know. He sort of anticipated where the ball's going to go. So he pulled off defenders or he went in front of them. And even Defoe, you know, if you go back a couple of years when he was in his prime sort of thing, Defoe would be in the right position at the right time, anticipating the knockdowns, anticipating where that ball's going to go. But Soldado just seems to be in completely the wrong place the whole time. A couple of times in that second half, I did see him sort of turn to spin and go, and he wasn't getting the ball to him. And he did it about three or four times. I was watching this period of play. Dembele had it, and another guy had it, and another guy. And not one of them looked up to see where he was running to. But even then, he's the sort of guy that if you put the ball over to him, he's going to run on to, because they're saying he's got no pace. you know, I just think that, you know, what's happened to this guy that was smashing the ball in for Valencia last season? You've seen all the goals he was smashing in. Why isn't the ball, you know, it might be a bit of luck. Why isn't the ball falling to his feet in the 18-yard box? It seems to be falling to every other striker, and it just doesn't fall to him for him to smash it in.
Yeah. I think, honestly, what it comes down to, we just don't have the right, and dare I say it, probably even strong enough players in those wing and attacking positions to play with this guy. You know, he's not there for no reason. He's got a record that stands up, but he's got to start being fed the ball. You know, we've got to start getting the ball out of the wings, start getting proper crosses in, and telling this guy, just stay in the box, and we're going to feed you. But my problem is, Steve, I just don't know where that's going to come from. I watched Dembele tonight. Now, Dembele came on against Man City. I actually thought he had a good game out of everybody. He played well tonight, scored a good goal. I'm lucky not with to have a second. We've shouted about it many a week here. Maybe it's time to maybe put the likes of Dembele, you know, up front with him or in behind him and go for it. But, Steve, I just don't know. I'm lost for words at the minute. And what's your feelings on AVB at the minute? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I personally think that if when you go back to the start of the season with all these new players, I said at the time, I said all these new players will need 6 months to a year to get used to it all and get gelling. You know, but you watch that game against Man City or the West Ham game or even the Newcastle game and you go, God dear, you know, who's available? You know, and you know, I was listening to an Arsenal podcast today, the Alan Davis one, Tuesday Club it's called, and I was listening to it, so of course you don't have to, but they were talking about the Southampton manager, and they were sort of saying, you know, he could be the guy that fills in for Wenger, and that's what I said to you, didn't I? You know, this Pontius Kingsley, yeah, or whatever his name is you know, done the business there. But you know, for me, like I said, it's a couple of games ago, I said right off the Man City game, even right off this Man United game, and let's start our season from, is it Fulham away, the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Start our season there. Let's, you know, that's those tough games out of the way. And let's start with that game. That game is must win for him, for AVB. And then, of course, it's the West Ham. Now, a lot of people are saying they're really looking forward to it because it's time for revenge and what have you. And it would be. You know, it would be great because, you know, that gets us into the semi-finals where we probably play Man City again. But, you know, that's what it's all about, going to Wembley, blah, blah, blah. We say it every week. But the you know, if we go out of that, I mean, he's gone for me. You know, he cannot lose to West Ham again. You know, in the cup, in that cup game, because that just shows that he wouldn't be up for it. I wouldn't have thought. And with all those players as well, you think that was the big thing about the Man City game. We are a team. We are supporters that love an excuse, don't we? And we say, well, he wasn't fit, or he wasn't ready, or Sandro's not quite ready. They were there, they were all there on Saturday. And bar a couple of little things that you might have changed, you know, then Dembele maybe up front, and, you know, we've still not got a left back. Couple of things. Bar that, we pretty much had our full strength side, and we were appalling. So, you know.
Exactly. Well, we'll see. We'll chat about Man United at the end, but, you know, The biggest thing for us, and I thought about it today, was if we beat United, you know, 3 points out of six against Man City and Man United would be fantastic, because at the end of the day, if we had a drew on Sunday against City and drew against United and get 2 points, we'd all be raving about it. So let's just hope we can just pull one off here. And it might be the right time to play United. And at the end of the day, it's a White Hart Lane. The players, they've got a lot to prove. They've got a lot to pay back to the supporters. So you never know.
And what do you, I mean, this Tromso game, You know, we played basically, you know, all the players that didn't play against Man City, didn't we? Was that a good decision, or should we play a few more youngsters, do you think?
I just couldn't understand with us not really even needing to win the game. We're already qualified. I just couldn't see the point why he brought some of the players that he brought with him tonight. Yes, you know, the likes of Chadley and these guys that haven't had much football yet, Capoue, definitely. But to me, that just should have been a team of maybe three regular first team players and the rest all the kids. You know, what was the point then?
And flying, what's the flight? 4.5 hours, something like that? It's got to be a long flight out there. That does it out of you. It does take it out of you. Sitting around in an airport, getting on an aeroplane, you know, sitting around doing nothing, and all that travelling, sitting around in a hotel. Why don't you just give them, you know, a couple of days with their family and let them think about things for a little while? You know, what do they want to do with their careers? You know, what are they all about? You know, let these guys have a little think about it. But, you know, it's it is what it is. And we move on. You know what I was thinking? I'll tell you what we'll do. Davey?
Hello, you
all right? How are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, good. So we've got the Spurs poet here.
Hi, Davey, it's Colin.
Hi, Colin, how's it going?
Yes, doing good, mate, doing good.
You didn't fall asleep during that match, I hope?
We've only woke up, mate, so we have, so we're better from the Spurs. That's right.
Davey, what are your thoughts on the Man City game?
I suppose, look, let's put it under perspective. That Man City can beat anybody on their day. You know, that's a team that went to Old Trafford and scored 6. So, you know, I thought for the possession that we had, they just picked us off when they felt like it. So, it was just one of those days. I don't think anything was going to go right for us on Sunday, to be honest.
And what about, go on, Cole.
Sorry, yeah, Davey, you know, we've chatted earlier on the show, and we said, Steve and I chatted about sitting watching the game, and, you know, okay, they scored after 14 seconds, but, you know, after 30 minutes, I think it was, I said to Steve, you know, if they hadn't scored, we'd probably actually be quite happy. Yeah. You know, we were sort of dominating the game, but whenever we got round that 18-yard area, Davey, we never looked dangerous, and we just never looked like doing anything. And I'd mentioned to him that I'd said that, you know, this team will pick us off again and we'll go 2 or 3 nil down. And that's what happened. And, you know, it's so frustrating to see, you know, we're such a quality team and quality players, but it's so boring, it's so negative, and we just don't look dangerous.
But it's not just Man City. Tonight was the same.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the crosses tonight under the box were absolutely terrible. The delivery, they're isolating Soldado, and when they do get the ball in the wide area, the cross is either A, rubbish, or it just doesn't reach anybody, and you can see why Soldado gets very, very frustrated. So it's not just against Man City, it's against a team who were relegated from their division. So there is a few things that, you know, I think there is a wee bit of worry around about Whitehead Lane, and I can see why, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, we spend all this money every single year, don't we? I know that people go on about, you know, doing things the right way at Tottenham and what have you. I mean, this is not the right way. The fact is that we have spent all this money, and, you know, and we're very lucky that we got so much money for Gareth Bale. You can't just go, oh, we've balanced the books. No, the truth is that we have spent a hell of a lot of money. And if any other side spends this much money, they'd be right up there, wouldn't they? I mean, we're not too far off, as everybody says as well. But our quality of football is so poor, you know, particularly in the last, you know, what is it, four, 6 weeks, that you just think, you know, do you watch any other side that spends this much money and are this poor? I can't think of any other side that goes through all this. Can you?
Well, it's not only the amount of money that was spent. Whenever the players were brought in, you know, Soldado, Lamela, Capu, you see the seven names, and are we actually playing to the strengths of any of them seven names that was brought in?
Yeah.
So who actually, you know, who is responsible for bringing them players in? Because we're not playing to Soldado's strength. We're very rarely playing Lamela. I know Capu had an injury. That's understandable. Paulinho only looks a good player when he's beside Sandro. You know, so that we don't seem to be playing to the strengths of the players that we've brought in. And I think for, obviously, playing for Tongan at left back, he doesn't like it, and I think that shows in his attitude. And the biggest thing is Dembele. You know, he's not a defensive midfielder, so why play him in that position? I think there's a lot of teething problems, and I think we have been overachieving this season, and now people are starting to ask a lot of questions, and you can understand.
Exactly, yes. You know, we have discussed already on the show, Davey, you know, about ADB. You know, we're not sitting here going, oh, let's give the guy, you know, we've been, you know, behind the guy from day one, whenever the rumours even started about him. But, you know, I brought up tonight, you know, we have to discuss it. And this guy is under pressure. And if he doesn't get it soon, Davey, I honestly can see him going. I really can. And you can see, you know, where the crowd is getting frustrated. But do you know what?
Yeah.
It's all about the type of football we're playing. It's not to do with this or that. It's about the kind of football. And it's so boring, and I just can't see, anything changing. I really can't.
Well, I'm along with you guys. I do, and have had faith in ABB from day one. This past couple of days is the only time where I've kind of looked at it and thought, I'm kind of not sure what is actually happening. I don't want them to go. I want the club to keep faith on him, give him time, you know, give him another couple of seasons and try and get things sorted out. But unfortunately, football nowadays, it's not going to be like that. We have, I think it's 8 games from now until the new year.
Yeah.
And I would say if we don't get results in these 8 games, you could see Baldini stepping in from January onwards.
Mm-hmm. I told you, Cole, didn't I? Who's Baldini's best mate? Capello.
Capello. He wants Capello.
Can you imagine?
Get
a sleeping bag for Christmas. Listen, Davey, what are we going to do against Man United then? Cheer us all up.
We're only going to lose by 5 instead of 6. I think we need to, you know, realistically, if it was me, I would go for Sandro, and I would put Capu in beside him, and I would just let the likes of Lamela, Townsend, Soldado just attack constantly. Just don't let up. You know, we have to go for it, and I'm sort of hoping that the negativity that's been all over the social media this week isn't brought onto the ground, because we don't want, you know, from the first minute of that game, we need the crowd to be behind the players.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just go for it. What have we got to lose with, you know, does anybody at this minute actually think we're going to win that game? Probably not.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, if I played in the team that had just lost 6-0, I would be looking to get out the next week and actually put a show on and install a wee bit of pride back. And I think if ABB can't raise the players for this game and the players can't raise themselves, well, you know, there's something badly, badly wrong.
Yeah,
100%. At the end of the day, reputation's at stake.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? That's what I said. You know, the other funny thing about it all is, if we do get a result, David, 3 points against Man United and Man City, which I said earlier, we'll be jumping, because if we'd have drew at Man City and drew against United and get 2 points, we'd all think we're going to win the league again. You know,
yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
One, you know, they owe us big style. They owe us massively. AVB knows that. The players should know it. And they need to go out and put on a performance and fight for us and go out there to get 3 points.
Exactly.
And you're right, if they don't, then there's something seriously wrong there with players' attitudes or with something going on in the dressing room. But, you know, somebody's going to tell a big tale. I said on the last show, I believe that we'd lose the City. Didn't realise it would be as bad, but I thought we'd beat United and that would be the turning point. Let's hopefully maybe this way, getting hammered at City, maybe then getting a kick up the backside, getting a result against Man United, and maybe we will push on and things will start to happen for us.
Yeah, I think we just need to get back to, you know, keeping a clean sheet. You know, defence being solid as well, the way we were. You know, looking solid for a couple of games. Do we play Dawson? I'm not so sure against Rooney and Van Persie. I would put Cavill in there. You know, but we need to install a bit of hardness there at the back and then just let the Flair players go for it. Let them do what they can do. You know,
yeah.
Look, if we're beat, we're beat. You know, there's no point, as we said a few years ago, at least go out there. And at the end of 90 minutes, if we are beat, we can say, well, we had a go. And we didn't sit back and, you know, invite them on to us. So have a go, you know.
Yeah. Well said. All right, Davey. Cheers, mate.
No worries. All right, pal.
Okay, see you soon.
See you soon, mate.
All right, please, later, guys.
Cheers, bye.
Congratulations.
There he is, Davey Elder. Away he goes. So,
brilliant, mate.
Saying similar things. I mean,
yeah.
Go on, mate.
It's good to see, because obviously we just phoned Davey there. You know, he hasn't heard what was discussed, and you know he's making a lot of points that we're making as well. The other thing there I was just going to say about was, I know I keep calling Chiriches, is it Chiriches or whatever.
Chirikesh.
To me, I thought he was fantastic tonight, and to me that guy is number one there at the back. I would actually take Michael Dawson out of the team, and play him alongside maybe Kabul against United.
Yeah,
and just because we simply don't
have an option at left back, have we? Yeah. You put Tongan in there, you cannot play Norton. You cannot play Norton.
No.
That is like having no one there, which is a shame. You know, and as soon as you know January comes, we've got to buy a left back because we don't know about Danny Rose either, do we? So we've got to do so. You know, I said to you, what is there? How many professional clubs are there, you know, or top flight clubs are there in Europe? You know, if there's 500, there's got to be one left back who's half decent. You know, who's top of the league in the Championship? Have they got a decent left back? Oh yes, Benny.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Anyway, mate, so you got fantasy football there?
Yeah, do a quick fantasy football before we just round off the show. First place, still Dan Jones. Dan's doing fantastic. We've all really got to catch up with this guy, so well done, Dan. Then we've got Adam Barrett, Chrissy Rich, Carl Woodbridge, Patrick Morris, George and Anthony Ferraro, Ez George, Kurt Fotek, John Perez and Alex Scott. Steve, you've moved up to 87th place.
Cool.
In the league, so you've jumped up a good bit. I have massively jumped up again. I'm now up in the 22nd place, 12 points off the top 10 guys. I warned you, coming, and I'm not too far off.
Oh, damn.
Most points this week with 88 points is Chrissy Rich, who jumped in the third. And then just at the bottom of the league is Angus Doodall, Mason Joseph. Oh, here's a good one. Do you know Graham? Is it Graham Wookie Lambert? Always gives us great comments on Facebook. Do you know how many points Graham got this week?
Go on.
3.
Ah.
That is a record, Graham. 3 points. I actually had a look at your team, and he had -4, I think it was, for Sandro.
Yeah.
And he had quite a few Spurs players in there. So Graham got 3 points, so I had to give him a shout-out. Then there's Lee Berry and Michael Parker. So great crack, guys, and keep up cool. Fantasy crew.
So just to finish off, we've got Man United obviously at the weekend. The thing is, if you take 10 Spurs fans, you know, take all the guys that do the podcast or the guys that listen to this one, we'd all have a different side, wouldn't we? For example, if we just, my team off the top of my head would be Loris in goal. You'd have to have Vertonghen, Kirakesh with Kabul and Kyle Walker. And then you've got, definitely Sandro again, and then it's Lennon or Townsend, maybe both without Lamella. I'm really not convinced by Lamella. I know he needs games and what have you, but, you know, he just looked dreadful. I'm sorry. He came on tonight even at Tromso and he just looks like he's got absolutely zero confidence. And people say you have to play him, you know, to get his confidence up, but can't the guy pass to a Spurs shirt? I don't get it. And then I'd go in Dembele behind, you know, Adebayor, and, you know, Defoe, give him another chance. So, you know, Soldado's not doing the business. We'll stick you up front with Adebayor and see if the two of you can change it around. Let's do the 4-4-2. I've got a sneaky feeling he will. I listened to the BBC Spurs podcast, and just to clear up, AVB didn't say I blame the player. You know, it's the players that should be embarrassed. He did say we should all be embarrassed, or words to that effect. And he also said, you know, we might be trying 4-4-2 with Adebayor coming in. It's something I think he's looking at, which will be interesting, because they did do that last year, didn't they? They did 4-3-3 and then they changed to 4-4-2 and, it seemed to be better. People have different opinions. I mean, the funny thing is people who aren't liking it at the moment don't like Adebayor as well. So I don't quite know, you know, what option they would go for.
Just have a feeling, Steve, with, you know, with Adebayor and the phone not travelling, you know, Adebayor being on the bench last week for the first time, so we can talk about him again. He came on and he had a great chance, actually, probably should have scored. I have a wee feeling, you know, he might go a 4-4-2 with Adebayor and Defoe. And
mind you, AVB said he's injured again.
Oh, right. Well, maybe not, but, yeah. You know, I would go with that back four, what we've said about, you know, Michael Dawson's been great, but I would change him. I think we need to go with players that have been there in Dumont. I would go in with Lennon, maybe Capoue beside Sandro, with possibly Townsend, or maybe even Chadley, who's a big, strong guy on the left, and go with Defoe and Dembele, or Defoe and Adebayor up front. Yeah. And as Davey was saying earlier, let's just go for it and give it a go. But, you know, maybe this is it. Maybe Adebayor with the winner, Steve. What about that?
Yeah, well, a bit of luck would be nice. Yes. Rooney kicked someone last week. He would have been banned for this one. But, of course, you know, he didn't. If Dawson plays, Rooney wouldn't kick Dawson because he respects him. But if we play this Kirakesh, maybe Rooney will kick him because he doesn't know much about him. Get himself sent off, which would be lovely.
Kirakesh has got great pace as well, Steve.
Kirakesh.
Great pace, yeah. I think we need pace against United.
But it's one of those games where I always say this before one of these games against the top four or the top five or six. We need a massive slice of luck, and I'd be love. And I'm going to say it again. I'm sorry for those who know what I'm going to say next. I'd love to be sitting here next week and say, "Wow, what a terrible decision that referee made. That is a disgrace." But we won 1-0. Beautiful. And 3 points would be well welcome. Carl, we're not going to get it. This is my prediction that we lose. We'll go 1-0 down. If we go behind, we'll definitely lose. And that'll be it. But like I said a couple of weeks ago, get these two games out of the way, then let's start with the Fulham game. Everyone's beaten Fulham. We cannot lose. That's the big one. And I tell you what, the week after we play Fulham, if we haven't won that one, then we've got serious problems. But, you know, this is Man United. They've just beaten blimmin' Bayer Leverkusen 5-0. They'll be well up for it, and I think they'll beat us, unfortunately.
Well, you know, we'll wait and see what happens, and let's see what the reaction of the players and the management is. But I'll put my wee prediction out there. I said it there a minute ago. I actually think Adebayor is going to score the winner. And if he scores the winner, everybody has to send me a pound that listens to this show.
Jason McGovern has to send you two.
Jason McGovern has to send me a fiver.
Right.
I'm not in time, money. I want it in sterling.
All right,
look,
mate.
Let's all keep the faith, guys. You know, it's been a bit of a downbeat show, but, you know, we try and be honest.
Yeah. And I know a couple of Arsenal fans have tweeted and what have you saying about the show when we had the Arsenal fans on and me saying about Soldado being better than Giroud and all that sort of stuff. Well, you know, at the moment you're being proved right, aren't you?
But we'll see how it all works out, eh? Remember, mind the gap. Is this our revenge for that? Maybe. We'll see. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.